Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God Puts Us to the Test, already in progress.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm a son of God, a joint heir with Christ, and I'm glad, you know, that I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior, because if, in other words, just like last Sunday, when we talked about the magnificent thing that had been hidden, the mystery that had been hidden before the foundations of the world. And what was that mystery? Christ in us, the hope of glory, right? Now, why did he hide that? Why did God the Father hide that mystery so well until after his son came to the earth? Why did he do that? Because he did that so that Satan would not know what he was doing. Amen. Because see, the scripture clearly says that if Satan had known what was happening, if he had known what God was doing, he would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now think about this. When God made the earth, God gave the earth to man. And he told us, here it is, it's yours. You know, go and have fun with it. It's yours. I've given you all dominion and all authority and all power over everything, and this earth is yours. I'm going to give it to you. And he told us he'd give it to us for 6,000 years. And so, of course, God, as he always is, he's in the testing business. Isn't he? I mean, if you don't think you're going to get through, if you think you're going to get through this earth without trials and tests, I got news for you. It ain't going to happen. God, that's why he put us here only 70 or 80 years, 90 years, whatever, just a few years, so he could train us and test us. And he's going to make out of us a group of people that's going to reign and rule with him in eternity forever. And he don't want a bunch of wimps. He wants some people that will fight for him and be obedient to be about his business. So anyway, that's what he's doing. He's training us how to be overcomers. And if we don't learn how to be an overcomer, then we fall by the wayside. Or if you don't produce fruit for his kingdom. I mean, it took me years to understand these principles. You know, if you're a Christian and you're not producing any fruit for the kingdom of God, you're all about your own self, making money and getting rich. And like my son's, his goal was when he was 15 years old, I want to be a millionaire time I'm 35, Dad. I know that's the goal of a lot of young men and women today. Is that true? Yeah. They've lost what it's all about. They're getting involved in money. And they think that money, that if I had just had another $1 million. You know, I heard when talking about money, I heard Trump one day say that, you know, when I was a young man, I got started in business, so I talked to my dad, and my dad loaned me a measly $1 million. And he said I had to pay every penny of it back with interest. But it made him a man of integrity. I mean, he didn't give it to him. You know, some people give their kids stuff and never require them to do nothing, never even require them to pay it back. And it don't do them good, it does them harm. Because they think everybody owes them a living. And you don't, you know, and you get out there in the world. Like I say, money will either ruin you or it'll show you at least what you're made out of. And that's really something. So I had a young man this last week that told me something, and it really humbled me when he told me. And he said, Mr. Scrivener, if you tell me something, I know it's going to happen. If you say something, I know that it will be over your death if you don't do it. He said, you're one of, he named off about two or three men that he knew. He said, you're one of about three men that I know in my life that I feel like I could trust my life with. Amen. That humbles you when you think about a young man that has that kind of faith in you. Yeah. But you know, every one of us men, that should be the way we are. Every young man that knows you should know you are a man of character, a man of integrity, and your word is rock solid. If I borrow $100 from Tony and I say, I'm going to pay you back in 3 weeks, if I don't have the money to pay you back in 3 weeks, I need to be on the phone a couple of days early saying, Tony, I need a couple more days, but I guarantee I'll get it to you in a couple more days, and then I do it. instead of trying to beat you out of it. Because, you know, if you try to beat somebody out of it, next time you need some money, you're going to have trouble getting it, aren't you? And you'll get to the point where nobody will loan you any money. And that's just the way it is. So it's terrible how things go on. But God hid this principle about Christ in you, the hope of glory. He hid that so Satan wouldn't know. Because Satan, when God put us in the garden, after he put us in the garden, the very first thing he did was he sent the devil. And the devil come over and he says, did God really say? Now, who made the devil? God. Only a week or two ago, we learned who made the devil, didn't we? How many things was made by God?
Everything.
Everything that's made that was made by God the Father. Everything. And it even named Satan. It named his principalities and powers, visible and invisible. Everything was made by God and for God and for his glory. So if there's anything that's made, God made it. So he made it to test us. He made Satan and he put him out here to test us. And when you get a hold of the fact, when you learn what's going on, and when you've come down with some kind of sickness or something, when you learn that God is disciplining you, most people don't even believe this. They don't believe God is doing this whenever the average person that I know today, if you ask them, do you believe God would put sickness on you? They'll say, no, absolutely not. He will not put sickness on me. But let me tell you, according to Scripture, and all of you that have been around here long enough, you've seen me show it to you in the Scripture that it says that, doesn't it, Mary? Yes, it's in there. God is the one that does it, but he's testing us. He's testing us how to be an overcomer. And in the process of your test and your trials and everything, if you get into some kind of a sin, and that's so easy to do, when you get into sin, you err from the truth. When you err from the truth, then the devil comes and he puts some kind of sickness on you. So if we could only learn that when sickness and disease, pain comes to us for any reason, we need to go to God and say, Lord, I need to know what I've done that doesn't please you. Because he says he disciplines us with sickness and pain deep in our bones because of our sins. Isn't that something? And I don't like it, do you? No, I like being well a whole lot better. And so if we could just go to God and find out what we did and then say, Lord, I repent for that sin, and then have somebody pray for you if you don't have the faith to pray for yourself. And so many people don't have. So if you do have that faith, then go ahead and pray or kick the devil out or whatever. Once you've been shown what the problem is by God, and you repent of that sin, then all you got to do is, after you've submitted yourself to God in James 4:7, once we submit ourselves to God, what do we have to do? Resist the devil, and the devil will flee from us. That's what he says. So you notice the line of thinking there, submit yourself to God first. In other words, repent of your sin and obey him and do what he says. Because all through the Scripture where God says, if you obey me and do everything I say, then I will take all sickness away from you and you won't have no sickness. So as a Christian walking in obedience to God's word, technically speaking, how much sickness should we have? Not any. We shouldn't have any. So, but if some kind of sickness comes upon us, we need to find out, what did I do that didn't please you, Lord? Because there's something. I don't care who you are. I mean, I think about the trials and tests. I don't think I've ever remembered a time in history that more pastors have had tests like we're having them right now. You know, I mean, this year, I've had the greatest test I've had in 35 years. I had a lung attacked on my lungs this year. And that's the first time I've had that in 35 years. I have not had a sick day in 35 years. I mean, I've been able to run and play and jump and pitch and do everything I want to do without a single sick day. And even though I had over a 2-month period there, I had all this lung problem. I even had a man that's a doctor friend of mine. I finally, one morning, I got hurting so bad, I called him, or I had Cheryl call him. She called him because I was at the point where I'm ready. I am ready to go home to be with Jesus. That's how bad I'm hurting. I don't know if you've ever been there or not. I hope you haven't, but there'll come a day. Guarantee you there'll come a day. But I was ready to punch out and go home. I'm through with this. But anyway, God was testing me, and I told Cheryl, finally Cheryl said, can I call Ty? And I said, yes, you can call him. And so she did, and said, Thurman sounds like he's got double pneumonia. And he said, I need to get him some antibiotics and everything. And he said, I'll call in an order. And she told me about it. And I said, no, absolutely not. I ain't taking no antibiotics. I said, I'm going to fight this thing. If Jesus can't heal me, then I'm going home. But I said, no, I ain't going to call no doctor. We're not going to call no 911. I'm going to fight the battle. I'm going to fight the fight of faith. Because I've taught that so many times, I can do this. Anyway, after Ty said, you're not going to take any antibiotics. I said, no, sir. I am not going to take any antibiotics. You're not going to call in no antibiotics for me. If I can't fight this, just me and Jesus. If Jesus is not big enough to heal me, then I'm going to die and go home. Y'all understand where I'm coming from? I remember the scripture that said, if I ask him for something and then I don't believe he can do what he said he'd do, that I'm double-minded and I'm unstable in all my ways, and let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. And if I don't get it from God, there's only one place left to go, and that's to the world. And if God can't heal me, then the world, you know, is sure not going to be able to heal me. It's sure going to take me home, especially when I remember 2,500 people a week die in hospitals because of wrong medication. 2,500 a week. Yeah, 2,500 people every week die in a hospital in the United States of America because they gave you the wrong medication. They killed you in the hospital. So why would you want to go to a hospital? I mean, the odds are not very good. So anyway, I just told her, I said, Ty, I do know you are a man of God. You are a man of integrity. And I really can't think of anybody I'd rather have praying for me right now than you. And since you're on the phone, I would appreciate it if you would pray for me and ask God to heal me and take away this pain. So, man, he started calling on the name of the Lord. He started praying. And in 10 minutes, all my pain was gone and I was totally relieved. I just laid back down there and went to sleep. See, what if I'd have called 911? What if I'd have went to the hospital? I might have died. I was going through a test, but I fought my battle, and praise God, I won my battle.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God Puts Us to the Test, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.